Clare FM's commentator profile. Name:
Sil O'Connor.
Born:
Ireland.
Club:
Six Mile Bridge.
Terrace or stand?
Stand.
Sandwiches: ham or cheese?
Ham.
Socks: up or down?
One up, one down.
Tea or coffee?
Tea.
Shorts: loose or fitted?
Loose.
Curry chip or garlic chip?
Definitely none of them.
Hawkeye or umpire?
Oh, umpire all the time.
Goal or point?
Goal.
Sil O'Connor, your mission: All-Ireland Final Commentary, Sunday, September 8th, 3:30pm, Clare FM.
And this is the moment, and this is starting time here in the All-Ireland Hurling Final of 2013. Clare will attack.
Kelly's on the line, he's pumped up, he's roaring at Anthony Nash to hit it at him.
They're inside in the goal, they're dancing in the goal line, as up comes Anthony Nash with this free, a shot, oh, Pat Kelly, superb! Kelly faced up to it, got the ball out to John Connolly. John Connolly out the middle of the field, long ball, what a time for Clare to get a score. Posh Collins going to go up, Conor McGrath, Posh Collins has it, Posh Collins strikes and he sends it over the bar. What a time to get a score from Posh Collins and winning the ball. This is a high, dangerous ball into Darragh Conan, comes off his end, Conor McGrath tries again, hold it, oh, blocked on the line, blocked on the line by Anthony Ness. Darragh Conan whipping on that one, coming over the ball. You have absolutely no idea the tension that's down on the field in Croke Park. Anthony Ness.
But Sil, as you said there, moments like this are where all Ireland's have won and lost. That was about 14 minutes to go. If Clare could save this, it would be huge. If Cork could score it, just 2 points in it, and the game would be really in the melting pot.
Let's see what happens. Back on the goal line, 5 Clare players, 2 to the left, 2 to the right of the hero on that first half, and Brian Gavin is going in to tell Pat Kelly to stay on his goal line. And if you have seen the first half, you know exactly what he's talking about. Kelly is still dancing inside on the line. Anthony Nash, the goalkeeper from Cork, coming up, goal! 90 seconds left in the All-Ireland Hurling Final. It comes across and Patrick Horgan winning this ball, striking and sending it over the bar. Cork go into a 1 point lead here. 71 minutes on the clock. There's 1 minute left. Cork 3 goals and 16 points. Clare 24 points here.
God, there shouldn't be a loser. No one deserves to lose this match. So.
Donald O'Donovan, Patrick O'Connor, still holding on into Nicky O'Connell. Nicky O'Connell trying to go through to Donald O'Donovan. O'Donovan!
Yes!
Over the bar! Donald O'Donovan sends it over the bar, leveling the sides here. It's all over! It's all over in Croke Park. Niall, 25 points to 3:16. The voice is nearly gone. Surely say something.
Oh, Sil, I have never, ever, ever experienced anything.
What were you doing above there about 35 yards out from the Cork goal?
Well, I saw, I think it was it Stephen Moylan that took that sideline and it went wide. You know, and so we still have a fighting chance and there was a few seconds left on the clock. So I saw an open field around the wing forward position and Steve Moylan was just after taking the sideline, so I said, I'm going for a run here, and if Pat Kelly can spot me, he might be able to put it in front of me. And that's what I was doing there, you know, because what happens if it's either... who cares if they score another point, you know? It's, we have to score. That's it. My defending is over for me, you know? Finish defending.
Okay. We stop you there. The ball breaks. It's into your hand. What was your thought? What was your thoughts before that split? Did you say to yourself, I have to go for this? Or did you say, there's nobody else around, so I'll win this?
Yeah, I tried to win the first ball initially, then Pat O'Connor got it, and then Nicky got it, and he got kind of double-teamed. So he saw me free. So yeah, the only thing I had in my mind was the posts, because if you hit another pass, there's a possibility of it being intercepted. So, you know, and the clock was going. So, and if Cork won that ball, the game was over. So I don't know. I think I was as worried hitting that ball as everyone else from Clare was when they see a cornerback number 2 hitting that ball. But yeah, thankfully it went over. I hit the ball and I fell over, and it was only the roar of the crowd that told me that it went over, really. So I wasn't really sure. So.
Take me down to the sideline, DB. As you know, 20 minutes into this game, Clare were going well. Half time, 2 points up. Many people said it could have been more. And then those sucker punches. Cork got one goal in the championship so far. Then they got 3 in 35 minutes.
Probably might have even had one or two more. Like, they got frees very easily inside the 14 or the 21. We couldn't get a free to save our lives inside there. So we couldn't. And I think we were due one or two. But that's the way it goes. They showed, like, I've met 100%, I have a feeling about something, but I'm not going to go into it. Cork are an excellent hurling team. They showed unbelievable resilience and character. And we know we're going to have to up our performance again the next day if we've any chance.
Well, Martin, Ogie Murphy is the Cretlow captain. This is Martin Senior. Martin, congratulations. A great, great moment for you.
Mighty, mighty win altogether. I suppose, in fairness, we deserve maybe we should win by more, but you've done bigger, done big. It was a great achievement to get them finished. They were super, super players, I suppose. They proved it out there today again. They don't care. They're brilliant. It was the greatest day of my life, I suppose, again.
A man who has played football at the highest level right across the county and for the club as well. To see Martin Ogie going up there to receive that on behalf of Cretlow was a fantastic moment.
He scored that point, great. That's what he should be doing, but he doesn't do enough of it. We'll be all urging him to go forward more. But he done it today. He won the intermediate to come back win, was it? And he scored a great point like that to win it. That was brilliant. They're great. Fortunately, to go tomorrow again is the worst of it, I suppose.
We'll talk about that in a moment. The proudest day of your life, you were saying, Martin.
No, it is. I never thought we'd ever again be near Jack Daly. Cretlow should football, as we've said it. It was a bad second going back years and years ago, but it took off. They're unreal, this bunch of players now. They don't care. Hurling football. Brilliant.
That final whistle, was that the very moment, you know, that you found that you were going to win it?
When you're 3 points up, you're hoping. But every ball that went up, they seemed to block it out. Like you were saying, the last minute, someone said around a minute and a half. Comes down, that's the moment. The final whistle. You'll never win a match until the final whistle. So that's it.
Martin, congratulations. That's a fantastic win, and I can see it in your face. It's a proud day.
Oh, it's a great day. It's a super day. One of the best, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Worried all morning there. You'll be thinking if everything goes right. But thank God everything happened.
Well done.
Thank
you. Congratulations, Martin. Well done.
Thank you.
The sides are level once again here. It's 12 points apiece for Cretlow, 12 for Dr. Croaks. 1.5 minutes left here. Pierce Delocke with the fast kick out to Barry Duggan. Barry Duggan holding the ball in his own half of the field. Out to David Ryan. David Ryan trying to come out. Challenged out there outside by Dahi Casey. Back into the centre. Holding onto this ball will mean absolutely everything. And no sooner had I said when the ball is won back outside. And now Cretlow winning the ball back. Sean Chaplin sweeping out of the defence up along the line into the middle of the field, back to Liam Markham. Liam Markham to Killian Duggan. If we're into the closing minutes here in the Gaelic ground, the sides are level in the Munster. Looking at it, time almost up in the Gaelic ground. Out there outside is Alan O'Sullivan, back to David Maloney, back to the far side of the field, out to Fionn Fitzgerald up along the line on the far side. The seconds are ticking, and there goes the final whistle in the Gaelic rounds in Limerick. And Dr. Croaks are the Munster Club football champions here in one of the games, certainly, of 2013. What a heartbreak it was for Cretlow. Dr. Croaks winning by a single point.
I'm going to put you through your paces now, lads. Round one is, how many players can you name in 20 seconds?
Ladies first.
Clever Moose.
Oh, exactly, yeah. He's going to learn from me, exactly, yeah.
Lisa Lawler, take it away.
David McInerney, Podge Collins, Keane Dillon.
A bit of a tot up there. 8 players you got. Right, still, away you go.
Patrick Kelly, his father was a former treasurer of the county board. Followed by Donald O'Donovan, his brother Cormac, scored a winning point in 2009. David McInerney, his father, won in All-Ireland in 95. And Keane Dillon was one of 5 brothers that won championship medals with Croisin. Brendan Bugler, all-star, musician. Patrick Donnellan, captain, not a musician. Patrick O'Connor.
Time's up.
Well done.
I think I got 7.
Right.
I got 7, but still no extra points now for all those extra.
Shane O'Donnell is stealing the show in Croke Park. Half time in Croke Park here. Clare 3 goals and 9 points. Cork 1 goal and 11. In it goes into Lahan. Conor Lahan whipping it up. Shot. Oh, blocked inside. 3 and 4. Goal! Goal for Cork. once again coming onto the ball, Seamus Hannity, and again it's the level taking. Wherever you are, morning, noon or night, around the world, don't fall asleep. And if you're in bed, don't get up, don't even move. You'll miss something of this All-Ireland replay.
To Keane Dillon, still, he's busting out of it.
Back to Keane Dillon as he comes out with the ball. Out before Pat Cronin, moving the ball into the centre. Stephen McDonald is there, so is Carl McInerney. Trying the ball, Conor McGrath. McGrath going through, McGrath still going through. But he's taking a shot, he's down! A goal! Right into the corner of the net. What a magnificent goal from Conor McGrath. They're on their feet in Cropper. 13 metre line, ball goes in, breaks inside. Seamus Hannity, Hannity going across. Carl Nocton had the chance, the ball comes across to the far side of the field, trying to get the ball, and Shane Mori. Mori takes off, up along the Cusick stand, still going with the ball, still looking up, up the attacking ball, up to Derek Horan. Derek Horan taking on Shane O'Neill, looking up, will he strike it? Ball goes to the ground, Horan still going in, Horan still with the ball, Horan with the ball, and the light goal! A goal, a goal from Derek Horan. Unbelievable, unreal. Derek Horan, 5-16 to 3-16, and Clare will be the All-Ireland hurling. They are the All-Ireland hurling champions in one of the most incredible All-Ireland. Well, the messages are still pouring in here as Patrick Dunlan and the fireworks are up in Crowpair, right out over the Hogan stand. Davy Fitzgerald down there, he cannot believe it. The chairman of the county board with his hands in the air, Michael McDonough, right out over the stand. The firework, the smoke, the colour, the unbelievable atmosphere that's created here. If you're still tuned into us, stay with us. Right on the steps of the stand, they're going to be tuned in here. Davy Fitzgerald, the emotion in his eyes. We go back to Clooney Quinn. This man has played under six Clare hurling managers. He has played a part in every championship game. Let's hear it for the one and only, the only married man on the panel, Fergal Lynch.
People of Clare, we love you!
Finally, Ger, we had a discussion there tonight, and one of the questions was, you know, memories of 2013. And it struck me that your abiding memory of 2013 was in the All-Ireland, at the All-Ireland final in Simple Stadium, Turles, and the gathering and the surrounding of young lads right around the perimeter of the pitch, long before the final whistle. That was the one that caught your eye.
Well, you see, I'm always looking to the future. I know some people say you're never satisfied, you know, but you're looking to the future. And if you that night coming out of Turles, I was more content than I've ever been coming out of Turles. You know, we came out there in desperation so many times in my career, both as a hurler and involved in backroom teams. And to see, you know, that sea of saffron and blue that was there that night, and the charge that went of all those young lads in Clare, many of them with their hullies, that went down to the pitch afterwards, and then the other 21s, their heroes, signing autographs and stay there for an hour and a half afterwards, and the sense of joy and fulfillment that was there that night. I think it was very, very hard to surpass that. Now, the Crow, I'm not taking away any bit from the Crow Park drills. They were on a different level altogether. But looking to the future, I thought that was one of the memories. It's a memory that I will never, ever, I can still see it so clearly in my mind. And that's a good test of it. 6 or 7 months, you know, 4 or 5 months later, I can still see it so clearly. And I still get the same satisfaction now thinking of it as I got coming out that night. It was just a brilliant night. But now we've got to channel that in the right direction.